We're in the Mishnah Sefer beginning Ois Pei. Ois Pei Kfufa Tzorach Lios Lo Lechatchila Lamala B'tzad Yemin Zavis Mi Bifnim. The Ois Pei should Lechatchila have on the top right, on the inside, a Zavis, a square, a right angle. V'gam Mi Bachutz Yeh Kizavis Kotan, and on the outside, on the top right, it should have not a 90 degree angle, but a sort of angle. In other words, it should be more squared as opposed to round. And then it comes down rounded in the back. That it should be round on the outside. On the bottom, it should be completely round on the outside. Like all Isis kfufais, like the chaf and the nun, like the chaf and the nun, which both are round on the bottom, on the back. But by the pei, on the inside, on the bottom, it should be a zavis, in order that when looking at the pei, when one looks at the inside of the pei, the white part of the pei, he'll see the tzura of a bez. The height of the pei should have on the inside, as opposed to a regular letter like a chaf or a beis, which has a chalal of a kulmus, it should have a chalal of a kulmus and a half. Why the extra half? Kedei litlois ba hanakuda shebifnim, in order to be able to have the nakuda, which is in the middle, shalei tiga ba ois gufa, we don't want it to touch any part of the pei. Hagah. Veloi kamashinagu eis a seifrim, not like some seifrim, lasis okev mi bachutz, that they make a break in the back, bitzida, on the right side, kazeh, like the picture. V'aymrim shezeh lehetiv habez lavan mi bifnim. And they say the reason why they make this step is in order to have a nicer bez on the inside. One should not do that. Ki hu mamish ois shavur, because this letter is now broken. Hu be'emes tzarech liyos ogol mi bachutz. And it should be round on the outside. K'may shekasavnu. V'rak bifnim tzarech liyos bez lavan. But on the inside, it should have a tzura of a beis. U'mashinogu kach, and this that they make the break, the reason why they do it is mipnei she'enim yoidim ha'hergel lasis litfois ha'kulmas ba'alach sein la'amshicha ma'at le'chareh ha'kulmas mi'bifnim. The reason why they do it is because they don't know the art of how to create this bump in the back, this rounded part of the pei in the back, sha'al yedei zeh nasa lo'zavis mi'bifnim, which creates the square on the inside, kamavur bebeis Yosef. So since they don't know how to do this properly, al ken yatzel hematos lasei sogiv miachutz, that's how they came up with this mistake, that they make this step in the back. Gam b'mashinogu lichtav meshucha mesoif gaga ma'at, v'hanekuda oisim bezavis v'loi agula. Also this that they make the nekuda not coming down from the left edge of the head, but rather from the inside, and then they make the nekuda with a right angle and not rounded on the outside on the left. Hey, mekalkalim havav lagamri. By doing this, they've ruined the vav entirely because it doesn't extend upward at the top left of the pei. Ad kan lashon sefer ksiva tamu bekitzel inyanenu. All this he took from the sefer ksiva tamu. Be'emes misha ena yedea. If you don't know how to make a pei like the Ksiva Tama instructs, so just make the beis, which is inside the pei, without an akev, rak bezavis levad, and just with a square. It's better to do that, rather than to make a broken pei on the outside. Because even on a real beis, ha'akev lo li'kuva, huklal, the akev is not li'kuva, the kol shekein bazeh, certainly the beis, which is inside the pei, shalei nizkar akev klal b'var shamar, he doesn't say you need an akev, b'vadei lo nachain hu lasis al yedei zeh ha'pei shavur. It's not worthwhile to create a broken pei just in order to create a nicer beis. Ad kan hago. V'yeh lo oiketz al paneha, the pei should have an oiketz coming up on the top left, letzad smol, v'yorid lamata el anakuda shabateicha, and this oiketz should go directly downward toward into the nakuda on the inside of the pei, v'tia hanakuda tluya ba, and the nakuda should be hanging, so to speak, from the head of the pei, ki anet kudo meshech uktza yia betmunas vav kishe yafecha pei, because the hemshech of the oikets coming down should be a tmuna of an upside down vav, which is inside the pei. Umehai taima, and for this reason, tia anakuda lamata letzad smoyla gula kitmunas reish havav. And for this reason, we want the outside of the vav, meaning the left side of the vav, to be rounded because we want it to be a vav. Veloi tiga anakuda b'shum okim mibifnim. And we don't want this nakuda, meaning the reish havav, to touch any part of the pei on the inside. Vim noga psula, and if it does touch, it's a psul. Also, when making this upside down vav, one should ensure that it faces to the right and not to the left. Because if it's going to face to the left, we might not even be able to call it kosher at all. And if one doesn't make the nakuda on the extreme left of the pei, and he moves it to the right, meaning it's not at the edge of the head, yesh lehistapik boy, it's not clear if it's kosher at all. V'dinay k'moy behei shetol regel smoyla b'emtza agag, and perhaps it's like the hay, which is when the nakuda is not on the extreme left, rather it's in the center. U'kanal ba'ois hay. V'im loy noga nakuda begaga v'tinay karapay, if it's detached from the gag, but a tinek still recognizes it, yesh letakin, it could be fixed. V'tikun moyel afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzais, and one can make this correction even in tfilin u'mezuzais, k'nichtav le'el b'simin lamed beis, siv chav hei, ayin shom. V'im lo yasa nekuda rak shava, and if one made the nekuda as a straight line, not as an upside down vav with a head, ayin le'el saif ois aleph, take a look over there where he says that it's not going to be kosher. Ois pei pshuta, tzarech la'asoysa l'chadchila b'zavis l'mala. A pei pshuta should also be squared at the top right. K'moy shahafucha, shahakfufa hi l'mala. The same as the pei kfufa. Gam tzricha li'ais aruka l'chadchila k'shir shetahiruya l'asoys pei kfufa im tichvifena. And it should have the length that if you curl it up, it'll look like a pei kfufa. U'bidi'eved, m'yesh b'regel yamini m'kenegad mokem hanakudo l'mata kem lo yud. And if you made it short, but it still has the length of a yud protruding beyond the bottom of the nakuda, meaning beyond the bottom of the vav, dai bekach, so that's long enough. A prima godim kasav stam kim lo yud me'ayerech. Prima godim, when he gives his list of letters that only need a yud's worth of length, he says that the whole yerech only needs a yud's worth of length. V'hakavona kasher kasavnu, but what it means is that it has to come further down then the nekuda a yud, the lavachi, because if you're going to say that it just means that the right side in and of itself only needs a yud, ain tsuras isolav, that's not a tsuras pei pshuta at all. Mikol makim im nintza ken b'sefer Torah, nevertheless, if you do find such a thing in a sefer Torah, v'afilu b'tfilin, l'chadchila b'vadei chayev l'takin ha'oysu l'ashlima k'din, even though we said that it's kosher if it comes down a yud's worth beyond the vav, it's still going to be okay, but nevertheless, that's only b'di'evid. But l'chadchila, one should fix it and lengthen it to its appropriate length. Ve'ein b'zeh mishum sh'leik yisidron, kevin d'b'lo yatikin hu kosher. V'asiyas nekudas ha'pei v'ukta hi hu ha'koil k'moy b'kfufa. And regarding the upside-down vav, so just make it the same as we described in the pei k'fufa. Gam yizar sh'leik tia ha'nekuda ha'fucha l'tzad chutz, also by the pei pshuta, as discussed in the pei kfufa, one should ensure that the upside down vav is facing the right and not the left. Kidei shalei tidme letof, because over here it's going to be even worse if it's facing the left, because it's going to look like a tof. Im loy noga hanakuda begag, if it's not touching the gag, oishehirchik hanakuda mikzei agag lebifnim, akol dinei kanal bekfufa, all those dinim will be the same as we described by the pei kfufa. Ois tzadi kfufa tmunasei kemoi nun kfufa v'yud al gaba. The tzura of a tzadi kfufa is the same as a nun with a yud on top of it. Haroish harishon shemiyamin shehu ke'en yud. The first head, meaning the right head, should look like a yud. Yeh paneh noita k'tzas klapei mala, and it should be tilted a little bit upward. V'dabek regel ha'yud dibuk toiv b'tzaver ha'tzadi, and the yud should be well attached to the tzadi. U'ma'oidi zara lahadbik b'emtza ha'tzaver v'loy lamata. One should be very careful that this yud should be attached in the center of the tzaver and not at the bottom where it meets the base. Sh'loy tidme la'ayin, because then it's going to look like an ayin. V'roisha ha'sheni yiyah k'min zayin. The left head of the tzadi k'fufa should be like a zayin. Noite l'kan u'l'kan, meaning that the head should be in the meaning that the yerech should be coming out of the center of the roish, so that the roish extends both to the right and to the left of the yerech. Ki ein lahamshech hatzaver mikzeh haroish ki emeimtzoi, because we don't want it to look like a vav, we want it to look like a zayin, k'moy benun le'el, like we described by the nun, which is going to be a shayla. Now let's take a look. Not going to be a shayla, it'll be kosher. By the nun, it's a shayla. Now take a look in the Sharetzion in Ois Gimel. He says, and we call makam near Elida, filu a prima godim in mistapik, baze benun kfufa, le inyan dievid, maida bitsadi, the loima akiv bidievid. Even the prima godim, who is mesupik by a nun kfufa, if the roish is like a vav, that maybe it's going to be puzzle. Over here by the tzadi, it's not going to be puzzle. Vloiba inan rakshi he nikar haroish, vloiya hakav shava. The ikar is that we need the head should be nicker, and it shouldn't be a straight calf. So meaning, even if it's going to be like a vav, we still have a head, and that's going to be kosher. Dumya the test, similar to what we said by the test, shagam sham tmunasa chav zayin vehekal shama prima godim. The shani nun, the nizkar begemar, shatmunasa lamala ukein zayin. The nun is worse than the tzadi, because a tzadi is only an ois that's comprised of two letters. But a nun itself is actually going to be worse, because over there the Gemara explicitly says that the head of a nun is like a tzadi. Back on top in the Mishnah Seifrim, v'hatzaver yiyak tzas av, v'orech tzas umutel letzad yamin. The tzaver should be thick, it shouldn't be thin, and it should be somewhat long and tilted to the right, k'dei lahas mechaitzei tzal reisha, in order that the reish should be in order that the reish of the following letter should be adjacent to the head. Because again, if we're going to have the moishav protruding, as we're going to see in a moment, then that will move the letter to the left of it over, and it won't be adjacent to the tzadi at the top. So that's why we want to tilt the yerech back to the right, so that even when the moishav protrudes a drop, it'll still be adjacent at the top. Now we're going to describe this better. Umoshava atachta in yemoshuch lechatchila litzad smoyla heite if yoiser min shnei harashim. We want the moshav to extend to the left of the left head. And says the Sharetzion, k'moy benun kfufa le'el, like we said by the nun kfufa, u'bishleim asham efshadu li'kuva. By the nun, it's possible that it's li'kuva. In other words, if the moshav is not extending to the left of the head, then it could look like a beis. Kadesh le tidma lechav kufa ila beis. Masha'en ken kan, but over here by the tzadi, it's not going to be ma'akev. Ulekach kasavti lechatchila, and that's why he said that it's only lechatchila. V'tia lechatchila agula lamata b'tzad yamin k'may kol hakfufos, and like we said, by all the kfufos, the bottom right should be rounded. U'shleisha tagim al roisha asmali, and the left head should have three tag him on it. V'imloi noga hayud b'hanun, and if the yud is detached from the nun, ayin v'simin lamed bei sifchav hei, where over there he discusses when it's going to be ma'akiv and when not. V'im ha'roshim noigim yosem imokim dibukam, if you don't have a head that's nicker, d'haynu she'ein nicker harosh ela kav shavet, it's just a straight line, ayin le'el b'soif ois aleph, where he says it's puzzle, and this would apply both to the left head and the right head. V'yizar ma'oid, one should be very careful, shalai yigu harashim zebezeh, that the two heads of the tzadi don't touch each other. V'di'evet ayin v'saif oishin, masha kasavnu sham. And v'di'evet, if they do touch each other, take a look by the shin, where we're going to discuss whether it's ma'akiv or not. Ois tzadi pshuta, yir rasheh kamay b'shal kfufa. The two heads of the tzadi pshuta should be the same as we described by the tzadi kfufa. V'himur keves gamkein miyud v'nun. It's also a yud and a nun. V'achat me'anun pshuta, but instead of a nun kfufa, it's a nun pshuta. Al kein gufa poshet k'moy ois nun pshuta. That's why the body of the tzaddik pshuta should be going straight down, just like a nun pshuta. The shir arka, how far down does it need to come? Sheterid lamata midibu karashim lechatchila b'kdei sheyehei roi lasis tzaddik fufa. Should come down long enough that you should be able to curl it and make it a tzaddik fufa, like we saw by the other ICS pshutais. Ubediyevet pasaka prima godim shem haitzi mimakam dibu kayud lanun rakim layud kosher. But bediyevet, we have our prima godim that says that as long as it protrudes a yud's length lower than the spot where the yud is touching the nun, kosher. Avalim loy nisha kam lo yud, but if it protrudes less than the length of a yud, tzarech iyun, whether it's going to be kosher at all. Im nagu harashim yosem imakam dibukam, oisha nagu zebazeh, oisha nifsak bein a yud la nun, in any of those three cases, dinai kamoi bekfufa u kanal.